This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Before we get into today's episode, Your Money Briefing is exploring what you need to know to become a homeowner and sustain your home. You can get early access to our series, Buying a Home and Keeping It, on WSJ Special Access, available only for WSJ subscribers. Here's your money briefing for Friday, April 12th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The deadline to file your taxes is Monday, April 15th. But if you can't get all your paperwork together by then, you can ask the IRS for an extension. But be ready to pay up.
The interest kicks on the amount you owe immediately from day one after the due date if you haven't paid. If you're late, you owe the balance due plus interest, and it's a staggering 8%, and it compounds daily.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Ashleya Ebling after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Do you need a tax filing extension? You have options, but the rules are strict. Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Ashleya Ebling joins me. Ashleya, what are some of the reasons people ask the IRS for an extension?
They might be chronic procrastinators, or they could just realize once they're getting their return started that they have a balance due unexpectedly. And there are a lot of people who just need the time to get their paperwork in order.
What's the best way for someone to make the request if they need more time?
Well, it's actually really easy to file an extension. You can do it through the tax software you typically use or your tax advisor or directly on IRS's free file on irs.gov. And you can file the form 4868. That's the formal request for an extension form. Or you can simply pay online at the IRS website and indicate you're making an extension payment, and that counts as an extension.
Does it cost anything to get an extension?
Requesting the extension is free. The payment is actually you're just paying the taxes that are due, or at least part of the taxes that are due.
If somebody requests an extension on or before April 15th, when does it run until?
The extension goes through October 15th, and that's whether you request it before or on April 15th. And taxpayers in Maine and Massachusetts, their April due date is April 17th because of holidays.
Will the IRS send a confirmation that they received the extension request?
That's the benefit of making the request online. You get the confirmation right away. And I'd recommend you save it as a PDF so you have the record of it.
When somebody requests an extension and they owe money, when does the interest on that balance kick in?
The interest kicks on the amount you owe immediately from day one after the due date if you haven't paid. If you're late, you owe the balance due plus interest, and it's a staggering 8%, and it compounds daily.
How could somebody use the extension to their advantage?
Well, beyond just having the time to get your records in order and making sure you're bulletproofing your tax return, taxpayers with self-employment income, for example, they can file an extension request and get extra time to make contributions to their retirement accounts. So far as it helping you in accuracy, you have that extra time to make sure you've reported all your income and that you've taken the appropriate deductions and credits. And that's important to help avoid hearing from the IRS that something's amiss.
So if somebody requests an extension to October 15th and they feel they need more time, is there an opportunity for another extension?
Then you're out of luck. October 15th is the drop-dead deadline. At that point, the penalties start really kicking in.
What if you don't file on time, but you're due a refund?
There's no penalty for failing to file if you're due a refund. but you can't get the refund until you file. Taxpayers have 3 years to do so before they would just lose out on the money. And the IRS, every year they put out these numbers, and they said, for this year, you have until May 17th to claim 2020 refunds, and they're estimating that their taxpayers do nearly $1 billion in unclaimed tax refunds for 2020.
If somebody doesn't file by April 15th and does not request an extension, what happens then?
So then they're looking at failure to file penalties as well as failure to pay penalties. The failure to file penalty is the worst. That's like really stiff. It adds up quickly. It's basically 5% of the unpaid taxes for each month or partial month, capped at 25%. The failure to pay penalty also maxes out at 25%, but kicks in much more gradually.
How much money could that involve?
So the failure to file penalty, imagine you have a $10,000 tax bill, then it could be a $2,500 penalty just 4 months and 1 day have gone by filing. 1 day is considered a month. That's what's kind of really crazy. So if you're 1 day late and owe $10,000, the late filing penalty is already $500. And for taxpayers with lower balances, it can actually even be harsher. If your return's more than 60 days late, there's a minimum penalty rule for late filing, the lesser of $485 or 100% of the taxes owed. So imagine a taxpayer owes $1,000 and files late on June 16th. They would face a failure to file penalty of $485, nearly half of their tax bill. The consequences can get even more severe with time. So the IRS can garnish your wages or levy one of your bank accounts or Social Security, some other income stream, in as little as 9 months after filing if you haven't paid. And the best way to avoid that is to get into a payment plan with the IRS.
Would the IRS ever waive penalties?
Taxpayers can try to get penalties waived by calling the IRS to ask for a first-time penalty abatement, and those are granted pretty regularly. You have to be in good faith and have paid on time in past years and all, but definitely try for the first-time penalty abatement. The other option's harder to get. That's sending in a Form 843 and a letter citing reasonable cause for your failure to file or pay.
That's WSJ reporter Ashleigh Ebling. And that's it for your Money Briefing. We'll be back Monday morning with WSJ's Ann Turgeson to discuss how your financial planner's conflicts of interest could cost you money. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu. I'm your host, J.R. Whalen. Jessica Fenton and Michael Laval wrote our theme music. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy. Aisha Al-Muslim is our development producer. Scott Salloway and Chris Zinsley are our deputy editors. And Philana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. Thanks for listening.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost-effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.